AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. San Bernardino County, California workers are returning to the job today under increased security, 5 days after a co-worker and his wife opened fire, killing 14 and wounding another 21. Health Department Director Trudy Raimundo says her department is grieving.
The loss of our colleagues, of our friends, of our families and our loved ones. I ask that you come together and hold each other strong, because it is this strength that will help us heal.
The Justice Department is investigating patterns and practices inside the Chicago Police Department. Jerry Bodlander has more.
The announcement comes less than a week after Chicago's police superintendent was fired in the wake of the shooting of a black teenager by a white police officer. Attorney General Loretta Lynch said the investigation will examine the department's use of force,
including its use of deadly force, racial, ethnic, and other disparities in its use of force, and its accountability mechanisms.
Lynch says the investigation will involve a wide range of interviews, including community and city officials and police officers. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
Cook County, Illinois, State's Attorney Anita Alvarez says no charges will be filed against another Chicago officer involved in the fatal shooting of a black man in October 2014. Alvarez has released 911 and police calls, as well as the dash cam video of the shooting death of Ronald Johnson. Alvarez says that dash cam video was given to the FBI about a month after Johnson's death.
After reviewing the video in the Ronald Johnson case, the FBI informed us that they would not participate in the investigation moving forward.
Police say Johnson pointed a pistol at officers before he was shot and killed. On Wall Street, the Dow's down 186. This is AP Radio News. The Obama administration will soon reveal a new terror alert system. Mark Smith has the details.
Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson says the new system aims to tell Americans things that are specific and informative.
What we are seeing, what we are doing about it, and what we are asking the public to do.
Plus, it'll have more than one level. The current system's only designed to pass on an imminent, credible threat and has, in fact, never been activated. That, in turn, replaced the much-maligned color-coded system adopted after 9/11. Officials say the new system, whose details aren't yet final, will better suit the current threat environment of militants inspired by but not necessarily directed by terror networks abroad. Mark Smith at the White House.
Flooding caused by days of heavy rain shuts down Zoo Miami. Communication Director Ron McGill says many pathways and walkways are underwater, making it unsafe for visitors. He says the water is so high, fish from a nearby lake are swimming under the benches and around the trees. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.